Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The April Ag Economy Barometer was 178, virtually unchanged from a month earlier. Last month, the index stood at 177 and just 5 points below its all-time high of 183 set back in October. Compared to March, however, there was a small change to producers' perspective on the ag economy as they become more optimistic about the future, while their appraisal of the current situation waned. In April, the index of future expectations rose 5 percentage points to 169, and the index of current conditions moved down 7 points to 195. Ag producers continue to report expectations for solid financial performance on their farms and expect farmland values to continue to rise over the next year. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey now has the National Weather Service's outlook for the middle of May.
As we've moved into early May, we have seen cool air start to settle across parts of the country. Question is, how long will that cool weather last? And looking ahead to the week two outlook covering the time period from May 11th through the 17th, it does look like that cool weather may be fairly persistent into the middle of the month. Much of the country expecting near or below normal temperatures. That would include the Rockies, the northern and central plains, much of the Midwest and the Northeast. In contrast, we will see a return or a continuation of warmth in the far west from May 11th through the 17th. Also expecting above normal temperatures, hot weather across the south. Rainfall patterns from May 11th through the 17th looks pretty wet from the plains to the east coast, but generally dry weather expected from the Pacific coast to the central and southern Rockies.
The EPA this week filed a motion in the D.C. Circuit Court to vacate the last three small refinery exemptions issued on January 19, 2021. In the last hours of the Trump administration, the EPA issued three waivers to Sinclair. According to the EPA's April 30th filing, the agency under the previous administration failed to properly analyze the waiver petition submitted by Sinclair. The filing says the Trump administration's EPA granted exemption extensions that EPA now believes was outside the scope of the EPA's statutory authority. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper states, "We strongly support the EPA's request to vacate and remand those three midnight hour exemptions." Growth Energy CEO Emily Score says the EPA is addressing the previous administration's mishandling of the SRE program, adding that "we're hopeful that the EPA will continue to rein in the SRE program to achieve its limited purpose and to ensure the RFS advances the biofuels industry." This is Inside Agriculture.